Mission Network News 1 minute version for Thursday, November 11, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Food for the Hungry just got $8 million of government money with no strings attached. They're part of a mobilization of faith-based groups working to prevent the spread of HIV and AIDS using abstinence-based education. According to FFH's Ben Homan, they'll be working through the grassroots of the church in 3 African countries and in Haiti. Next, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism has a critical need for a surgeon. Their Togo, West Africa hospital may shut down without one. That's according to ABWE's Sharon Rahilly. She says they're the 3rd busiest hospital in the country, and their ministry is beginning to feel the strain. By the way, as a result of their witness, numerous churches have been planted. Mission Network News. A service of Cornerstone University, short-term mission trips are a great way to see God at work in the world. You can find a trip to suit you on our short-term missions webpage at stmdb.org. That's stmdb.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.